Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo. Domo. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo. Domo.
Hey, just a heads up, Tech Talks. Mark Saltzman is joining CJME Weekends with his show called Tech Talk, offering you tips on buying tech and discussing what's hot and trendy. Mark says he's going to be breaking down geek speak into street speak. We can all understand. And as the holiday season approaches, he says it should be no surprise to hear what's hot.
Gaming, big screen TVs, which are getting bigger in size, but less expensive in price, which is a fantastic trend. AI, without question, is changing everything. And it's baked into a lot of these devices that we're buying, whether it's your phone or tablet or even your TVs and, of course, computers. So that is what's new and hot. But definitely this time of year with Black Friday coming up on the 28th, there are a lot of sales out there, but you don't need to wait. Retailers do not want you to go elsewhere.
Yeah, stack of flyers came through last night. I was looking. Everything's Black Friday, Black Friday, Black Friday. But Mark Saltzman's Tech Talk, part of the CJME weekend lineup. You can catch him Sunday between 2 and 3. Country Thunder lineup is in. The roster has huge names on it. They made the big reveal last night. Lainey Wilson, fresh off her win of Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Awards in Nashville on Wednesday night, is coming to Country Thunder. Another huge get for them. Steely blue eyes, the mustache, the good looks, and the smooth voice. Riley Green is going to be here.
A girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way.
Yeah, I saw him at Country Thunder Calgary this past summer, and I was not a big fan. He made me a fan. He is really, really good. And what blew my mind when I saw him live this summer was how young of an audience loves him. Like, I'm talking 20 to 30. They're just front of the stage singing every single word to all of his songs. He's a big get. Nickelback 2 years ago, Def Leppard last year. Who's it going to be this year? How about a Grammy Award winner? Creed is coming, and that is just sensational. As Country Thunder CEO Troy Volhoffer, who's a Regina boy now living in Nashville, has never forgotten his roots of all these Country Thunders they do. There's one in Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, all over the country, Alberta. But Troy's favorite is still Craven. That's why he was personally here last night and told us this is the most they spent on Thunder in a while.
We never, ever spent the money we're spending on the lineup that we have this year ever.
And as for Rock Acts Incorporated, now they're just trying to draw a bigger, wider audience. And I got to tell you right now, I said this earlier, I'll say it again. The Dead Souther are on the undercard. And they could headline themselves in this province. That's a huge, huge get. If they're on the same night as Creed, man, won't that be something? Lots of you commenting on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page about what your thoughts are of this. Mike Bressler said, hey, if Creed and the Dead South play on the same day, yeah, I just said that. Wouldn't it be cool? Yeah, Mike, I agree with you. Richard Beach said the top three look awesome. Not so sure of the undercard. Don't recognize a lot of names. Richard, a lot of up-and-coming artists, and Troy is big. Troy Volhoffer is really big on trying to introduce new acts, and that's why you see a younger undercard there, too. Stephen Daniels tells me there are six acts he wants to see compared to only three last year. And he points to Riley Green and Gavin Adcock, who is one of those young up-and-comers there. So lots of positive on my Facebook page about Country Thunder's lineup. By the looks of it, everyone is in agreement. There she is. She's the hottest female act in country music right now. Lainey Wilson sold out the Sastel Center back in the summer, the end of August. And the demand is huge for her to come to Saskatchewan again. And she's one of the headliners at Country Thunder next summer. If you want to go for free, I've got free tickets this morning. A pair I'll award after the 8 o'clock news. What's the best act you've ever seen over the years? And it can be Country Thunder. Remember, it was Big Valley Jamboree back in the day. You tell me what your favorite act ever was and include your first and last name. And text me now, 1-877-300-7275. Everyone who does so gets in the draw. We'll randomly select a winner for weekend passes after the 8 o'clock news. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980C Jammy Newsroom has been singing a few hits of the rock act they chose.
Yeah, Creed, a good 90s and I guess early 2000s band, and this is very intentional. Again, you've noticed that. We've been talking about that over the last number of years where they've actually had more rock acts, Nickelback, Def Leppard, and now Creed. They want to expand. They want to diversify this music festival and not so much make it only a country music festival, but a music festival overall. And I think, it seems like at least a lot of people, some people will be, you know, I'm going to Creed. People that maybe otherwise wouldn't have went to this festival will be going, and I guess that's the whole goal.
It totally is, and generally when I look at the comments on my CJMA Morning Show Facebook page, everyone is very impressed with the lineup, and I think it's a solid lineup, and Troy Volhoffer there of Country Thunder, the CEO, is really in tune with his audience. He's a Regina boy, and Craven was their first one. They've never forgotten that, so when he shaped this, you've heard him in the news already this morning saying this is the most expensive one they put together yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of up-and-comers here, too, because a lot of those 90s acts that we love, they're getting up there in age.
Yeah.
They're expensive as well, too, and they're not necessarily touring as much. So I think that would be the only knock. I bet some old hardliners of Country Thunder, where's a Sawyer Brown or where's a Clint Black, which in years past they'd always throw one of those gems in there. But, I think it's a solid lineup.
You'll be going. Sure.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I'm still alive, Kevin, by then.
July.
Yeah. How about this weather? Still no snow. 7 degrees. The Vanier Cup is tomorrow afternoon. The Huskies in Montreal.
Yes, and there are some good stories coming out of that. We have, obviously, the Huskies. We have players that grew up in Regina that are on that Huskies team. This would be a trifecta. If we could secure this, obviously we've won the Grey Cup on the pro stage.
Beat Montreal. Let's do it again.
Yeah, and it would be great. And the Canadian Bowl, obviously the Hilltops winning that recently. So it's been a good year.
Sure
Hopefully
has.
It can be a great year.
And 7 degrees at kickoff tomorrow. Who would have thought November 21st, would that be? 22nd tomorrow. So that's pretty stunning too. City budget planning. They've been trying to be as transparent and open as possible, and they're laying it on the line that we could be on the hook as much as what? $33 extra a month if it stood this way now?
Yeah, so this is a tax increase, a proposed tax increase on your property taxes of more than 15%, 15.69%. And when you look at the history, this is one of, if not the biggest tax increases that the city of Regina has ever faced. I've been here covering and around City Hall for 13 years, never seen anything like that. Jim Nickel, the acting city manager right now, he's never seen a tax hike this big. He's been around longer than I've been in the city. So this is something that's pretty big. Now, as we know, this is what is being proposed by administration. And at least in my experience, what is proposed isn't always what sticks.
Yeah.
Usually city council will lower it. 15% is a pretty high place to start, but the city says this is what is needed to maintain service levels. And if you start cutting that number, then you might have some very important things in the city being cut or closed, like a community center or even a fire hall. So there are going to be some tough decisions from councillors.
Yeah, I think they're intending to have a few open forums, too, to hear from the public yet between now and then as well. So we'll keep you posted on that. Kevin Martell, thank you for your time. More on the Country Thunder lineup from the organizers of Country Thunder just after the 7 o'clock news. And keep those texts coming. What's the best act you've ever seen? Favorite moment out at Country Thunder over the years? Include your first and last name and text me at 1-877-300-7275. You could win weekend passes. Everyone who does that goes in the hat. Make the draw after the 8 o'clock news. Lots of great reaction on the CJMB Morning Show Facebook page about the Craven Country Thunder lineup announced last night. And I've had Mike Pressler tell me that if Creed and the Dead South are playing the same day, man, that'll be awesome. Richard Beach said, hey, the top three acts look awesome. I'm not recognizing a lot of the undercar, but I think Troy Volhoffer, the CEO of Country Thunder, made a conscious effort to really show off some of the young up-and-coming talent. And further on this with me now is Megan Benoit from Country Thunder, who's a little raspy from the launch last night, but thanks for being here, Megan.
Thanks for having me. We're very excited. It's always a tough secret to keep. So once it's out there, it just feels like Christmas morning.
Well, you couldn't have nailed it any better. Lainey Wilson returning to Saskatchewan after a sold-out show back in August. When she was in Saskatoon, the demand was still there. She could have done another show, and now she's coming to Country Thunder, and she just won Entertainer of the Year. How big is this get?
I mean, she's just on a roll, and, you know, her performances, every time I've seen her, she's gotten better and better, and I think she's going to really prove why she won Entertainer of the Year next summer when she comes to Craven. So I know people were disappointed she didn't come to Regina on her tour, and this is why.
Yeah. Well, it's awesome. And I was saying to my listeners earlier, I was at Country Thunder Calgary in the summer, and I was not a huge fan of Riley Green until I saw him. And I'm a bigger fan. And I marveled at how young his audience is and knows every single word of every song. Riley Green, also a big card to get too, isn't it?
Definitely. Huge name right now. Very easy on the eyes. So that's always a nice bonus.
Well, I got to admit, he's a handsome bugger.
But yeah, he's one of those artists that if you're, you know, not 100% sold on him, on just listening to his music, when you see him live, he's so captivating. So I think that this is going to be a really, really great combination with Riley and Lainey being just hot, hot country artists right now. And then, of course, we got to throw in our little bit of a rock mix for our Craven fans.
Well, and you've done the last couple of years conscious effort to bring rock into it, right? Nickelback, then Def Leppard last year, now Creed. There's a lot of nostalgia surrounding Creed here. Is that going to be a staple of the festival now, Megan? Rock mixed with country?
You know, it started as a bit of an experiment with Nickelback 2 years ago. It was something that, you know, we wanted to just make a little bit of a change, see what the reaction is. And the fact that it has worked so well the last 2 years, I mean, we've seen huge turnouts on those specific rock nights. I think it's also a really great way to introduce rock fans to some country music that maybe they didn't realize they were actual country fans. And to bring in that new crowd to our festival has been really valuable to us. And, I mean, country and rock are so blended right now. I think Gavin Adcock and Cameron Whitcomb, if you're not super familiar with them, they're really great examples of country artists with such a rock edge. So, you know, it works for us, and I think we'll probably keep doing it as long as the crowd keeps loving it.
Well, you mentioned Gavin. Yeah, some of the up-and-comers right now, I'm getting a lot of comments that they're looking towards those acts as being great gets as well, too. The Dead South, the boys are from here. They are a huge draw in Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
You put them on the same night, I don't know if you know or not, as Creed. You're going to have a record turnout because I think the whole province loves Dead South. That is an undercard that I want to see. That's pretty cool you got them.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, people get very distracted by those three headliners. Those are the big three names. And, I mean, warranted, like, they're fantastic. But the more you read through the lineup, you're like, oh, my gosh, the Dead South is coming. Nolene Hoffman, I'm a huge new fan of. So lots of Canadian talent, which we're very proud to showcase. And, again, like, the Dead South's a perfect example as to why you want to come earlier in the day. Check out everyone on that stage.
Megan Benoit from Country Thunder. You've also added bull riding this year. You got some pros coming to do this as a...
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. That has to be pros. I don't think the crowd can handle bull riding. But yeah, we're bringing in real bull riders, real bulls. It's something I'm very excited about. I grew up in Alberta, and so rodeo and bull riding is so entertaining to me, and to bring that to a festival and have that included with your ticket, I think it's just really a big punch with, you know, more to do, more to see, just keeps the party going a little bit harder.
Okay. Put this all together. It's a pretty affordable weekend here. What are you doing to ticket prices here this year to start selling right now?
Yeah, we've actually always offered a bit of a payment plan, but we wanted to work with our ticketing company to make it even easier to commit to buying a ticket without having to shell out a ton of cash right away. So you can pay $20 right now, get your tickets, get your campsite, get tickets for your whole group for $20, and then it's just split amongst equal payments each month leading up to the show. So you can budget a little bit and plan and just secure that experience and know that you're going for $20.
Well, Megan, I appreciate you getting up early here this morning. I know it was a late night with a big reveal, and thanks to all your crew for enlightening us this morning about this. I appreciate it. It's going to be fun next summer. Can't wait.
Of course, we'll see you in July.
There you go, a little mix of Creed coming to Country Thunder. They announced last night officially, and it seems like a lot of people are excited about this. Mr. Evan Bray, Creed, coming along with Lainey Wilson, Riley Green to Country Thunder. It's a solid lineup, an undercard that's a lot younger, and also catching a lot of attention.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Creed fan in the world. I mean, I could appreciate their music. I think all I can hear is Britton Gray trying to do his own rendition.
Don't let that ruin for you.
At our Christmas party, what was that, 2 years ago?
Well, yeah, he loves to sing Creed at karaoke. Yeah. We all pat him on the back and say,
Good job, Britton.
But really, it's damaging to our ears. Who would you like to see as a rock act in the future?
I'd love to see Foreigner. I'd love to see. I saw them in Vegas a couple of years ago. They're still a tight act for sure.
Those are one of the acts that there's no original members anymore. But everyone who is in that band of Foreigner are phenomenal artists.
Yeah.
And you're right. That would be cool to see. But who knows? Maybe next year. Okay. No snow. Vanier Cup this weekend.
I know.
Your wife is in charge of what?
She's running
the show behind the scenes. Yeah. They could not have predicted sunshine and 7 degrees for the Vanier Cup.
It's
going to
be a beautiful day. And the fact that it's a 1 o'clock kickoff, I mean, you are going to get prime sun in the afternoon.
Is Jody difficult to be with right now?
I don't see her.
So amped up?
Honestly, I don't see her. She's
been
loving so
life then.
I'm batching it. She's at meetings and galas and VIP receptions.
It's all coming to fruition tomorrow, and I look forward to it. Huskies probably going to be favored.
Well, absolutely.
Like locally.
I don't know
if they're the favorite over Montreal.
Well,
I want
the Huskies to win. I know we got a province pulling for them here. So, obviously it was a tough one, tough loss for the Rams. So, good to have a Saskatchewan team in it. Let's put it that way.
So maybe, Jody, are you going to the game yourself to support your wife?
Oh, okay.
So you can't be home decorating the Christmas tree. Is it time? Is it time to put up the tree?
We might do that Sunday. We actually talked about doing that on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're the family that, once Remembrance Day is done, I think it's fair game. We will some years decorate mid-November, some years closer
mid-November.
To
December. But don't you tire of it too soon then, if it's up too early?
Not really. I'm a Christmas guy, Greg.
You certainly are.
I like it.
You are. Okay. Well, you've got a busy show coming up here right out of the gate at 8:30. Somebody fancy here.
Somebody fancy. Canada's Minister of Finance and National Reserve, the Honorable François-Philippe Champagne, was in Saskatchewan yesterday. In fact, he was in Regina for meetings yesterday morning. He met with Suma, met with numerous leaders, including the premier. And we caught up with him as he was actually driving to 15 Wing Moose Jaw for a quick appearance there and then heading on to Manitoba. So we did a quick chat yesterday afternoon. We're going to play that for you this morning at 8:30.
Okay. And no Bugs and Hugs today?
Yeah, Bugs and Hugs at 10 o'clock. Belton Johnson at 11.
Oh,
yeah. The only thing we don't have that is normal for a Friday is no more green and white progs.
Oh,
that's all done.
Why the applause? Why is Frank happy about that? Frank just threw out applause.
Yeah, but because it's a lot of work for Frank.
Oh, you got to answer the phone, Frank.
It's a lot of work for Frank. Yeah.
Evan Bray back at 8:30.